History will be made four times over when the 119th Congress meets for the first time in just a few weeks. However, some current representatives introduced legislation to create a transgender bathroom ban that targets a new coworker. In the House of Representatives, Sarah McBride will become the first openly transgender person to be elected to Congress after winning Delaware's only open House seat. Delaware will also see its first black U.S. senator, who will simultaneously be the first woman to represent the state in the Senate. Maryland will also be represented by its first black U.S. senator, and New Jersey will see the first Korean-American senator. Before McBride and her colleagues are sworn in on January 3rd, Republican Representative Nancy Mace has introduced legislation that would ban transgender women from women's bathrooms at the U.S. Capitol. The measure would prohibit any lawmakers and House employees from using single-sex facilities other than those corresponding to their biological sex. Quote, "Sarah McBride doesn't get a say in this," Mace said when asked by reporters whether the move was meant to target a marginalized person. Quote, "He's a biological man trying to force himself in women's spaces, and I'm not going to tolerate it. You have the radical left that are trying to erase women and erase women's rights. This is about women. This is about girls. This is about our rights and being protected in our private spaces. I don't want to see a man in a women's restroom," Mace added. McBride appeared to respond to Mace's proposed legislation in a post on X. Quote, "Every day, Americans go to work with people who have life journeys different than their own and engage with them respectfully. I hope members of Congress can muster that same kindness," McBride wrote. McBride went on to say, "The move is an attempt from far right-wing extremists to distract from the real problems facing Americans, like the cost of housing, health care, and child care."